Welcome back to that Smiling Dentist Show. How was that intro? Okay, so let's talk today about the one critical thing that's missing from pretty much like 95% of dental campaigns out there and how you cannot make the same mistake, all right? This is one small change, small major change, that's going to make a huge difference in you know the way you think about attracting patients, all right? So what everybody does right now is they try and they'll basically go out and they'll, you know, start a campaign and they'll start sending traffic to their website. All right. So, hey, someone searches for dental implants, I'm going to appear in like the top ad and I'm willing to pay, you know, in dentistry in many markets, it's like, you know, $8 to like $150 per click, depending on what you're trying to get a keyword for and what bid and what placement you have. But at the end of the day, you know, you're spending about $8 for some human being to click on that on their mobile device randomly, you know, without thinking how much money it costs you. And you're sending them to your contact page. Yay, right? So why would they contact you? Like, what's the reason for me to choose you over the next like 40 dentists within a 5-minute walk of me? Like, there's no real, I mean, maybe, yeah, sure, if I get to your contact page, you know, you might get a phone call out of me. But, you know, the factors that go into, you know, missing that phone call, someone's on lunch, you know, Janine got in 15 minutes late this morning, right, and missed the $40,000 patient that called in at 9:01 because they found, I mean, there's so many different things, your ads are running here, and so you're sending them to your, the other thing you're not, you know, dentists are doing when they're running this type of ad campaign is you're just sending them directly there, and they're just hoping that in a shot in the dark, someone will fill out that form, right, and if they don't, well, we have no idea where they went or what they did, right? So what you need to do as an interim step, and this is always, no matter what you are doing, you've got to provide value, right? Value. There's an interim value step there for your marketing or your advertising that always has to be incorporated into the post-click. So the only reason why that person should be clicking on your ad is to give you their email address in order for you to give them something back in return. And I know that sounds like over the top and crazy, right? It was like, oh, every person that clicks on my ad, I want to, you know, convert their email address. Yes, that's what you want to do because, you know, basically amateurs are all selling on the front end, but the pros are selling on the back end, right? So anybody that's out there that's, you know, just hoping to spend like, you know, $5,000 a month and attain 2 clients out of that, that, you know, if your 2 clients are worth $20,000 each, then you've got your cost per acquisition nailed down, right? But the reality is you're out there spending $5,000-$6,000 a month on search ads and you have no idea what your conversions are, right? You have no idea if you convert anything and then you just get sick of it after, you know, a few months or a year and you just, this just didn't work, right? This didn't work. We can't do this anymore. I don't know, the phone calls are coming in or, you know, the phone calls are coming in are crappy. And, you know, so it's the same old story. Right. It's not that sort, because human beings are putting their hand up and they're asking a dentist for help. Right. And so it's up to you whether or not you want to figure out how to get that business in or not. Right. And so what we do and what we try and help you do is basically establish the value between step one, which is the click, and step three, which is the sale. Right. So there has to be some sort of interim value in there. And so for dentists, just develop a small guide or release one of your current white papers out there so that you can actually capture the email address so that that person can download the guide and read that guide on their own, right? And then you can slowly send them more information over email to get them to convert on the back end, which is where most conversions happen, right? Now, regardless of whether or not you get them on the back end, the fact that you asked them and you gave them value in that second step will then prompt them to be a little bit easier, because they've already made a micro commitment, to be a little bit easier to get the commitment in the third step, which is what you were trying to do, you know, originally between step one and two, right? So step one is, you know, have a clean enough, what we call a lead magnet ad out there that they can click on that just goes to download an informational guide or gives them some sort of value, a checklist or something, right? Step three, after that download and you've captured the email address, is then asking for a consult, right? Then asking for them to fill out a form and physically then, you know, walk into your practice and actually, you know, get that procedure done. And by the time they've downloaded the guide and they've given you their email address and they've received that value, they'll be willing to answer a lot more questions in the third step. Whereas right now what you're doing is you're spending, you know, the $15 to send it directly to your contact page, hoping they put their name, phone number in there and leaving a blank square for a message. Some blank square for a message, which, you know, I don't even want to begin where to start with some of those messages, what's in those, some of those messages box, right? So, you know, start providing value and stop trying to sell people immediately, thinking that just because you're a dentist, they're going to walk into your practice. They're not, right? And you know it, right? You know they're not. So you need an interim step, which is to provide value, some sort of checklist, some sort of, and it does not have to be something that costs you money. A lot of dentists think that they have to give away free teeth whitening. They don't, you know. We've seen every day I see a dentist acquire a patient, a $40,000 patient, okay, a $25,000 to $40,000 patient by a simple free guide download, right? It was cost them nothing. It was the cost per patient acquisition was next to nothing for acquiring that patient, whereas there's some dentists who are spending $4,000 to acquire $5,500 patient. You know, and in some cases, you're spending $4,000 to acquire a $3,000 patient, hoping that they give you some more money in the next 2 years. So it's not acceptable, right? That's not the way to run a business. You're not a charity, right? You do certain charitable work, and I get it. But you need to make money first and feed your family, and you know, get to a stable state in the business where cash flow is not a problem and revenue is not a problem. You know, before you start wasting your time, right? You just cannot afford to waste time, during this process. You have to figure out how to turn your ad spend and turn your marketing dollars and turn your PR dollars into more. And that's by providing value value to them at that very second step, and giving value to yourself back through being able to market through them and actually building an asset for your practice, right? This is a massive value. You build an email list, which is still the number one form of marketing out there, and you're building a massive asset for your practice for sale down the road, right? A practice that has a 10,000 plus strong patient email database list, is going to be worth a lot more than that practice who absolutely has no idea what that patient list or where those emails came from, right? People will say, oh, I got 10,000 emails. So even just getting those emails in the first place, if you had them coming in off your newsletter, you know, you have no idea behaviorally what they would be, nurtured to buy in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, right? You have no idea how to nurture that list. So once you have those emails, you can actually be able to send out surveys and quick items like that to actually create value for yourself and create value for the patient, knowing what bucket they're separated into, what behavioral bucket they're separated into. But you got to build the list first. Right. And in order to build the list, you need to provide some value, and that value can be very simple. People aren't looking for much. They're looking for that information. They're looking for reinforcement that shows that you care, that you're empathetic, and that you know what you're talking about. And that's it. Right. Cost is a very low factor on that scale. Start providing value to them. Start developing a guide, a checklist, anything to provide value at that second step, and watch your conversions absolutely explode. Hope this helped. We'll talk soon. Listen, I'm looking forward to talking with everybody on the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.